Jason Dick and friends. Good morning, my friends. Good morning to my number one friend. Why are there so many songs about Hajda? And why are you always on Nick's side? Number one friend, Nicholas Hajda. Roxy, sometimes I sing to Nick in the morning. You missed it yesterday because he was a jerk and wasn't in here, but that's fine. What's up, Nick? How are you? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm also a little bit sleepy.
Oh, yeah?
Super late because the room lord's out of town.
Oh.
Party.
Party at the room lord's house?
Stayed up late coughing.
Who could ask for more?
Ooh.
That's one of Nick's favorite pastimes is coughing. Just and, yeah, the...
things that cause coughing,
his,
but
his,
yeah.
His, the owner of his home doesn't care for his coughing so much, and so...
Did you cough till you got off?
That's Roxy Castillo, our new friend who's joining us this week. Good morning, Roxy. How
good
are you?
Good morning. I'm a little tired, too.
Isn't
these
it
allergies.
Great to be up early in the morning and
I
such?
I love
and,
it.
Yeah. See, but you still have that new radio energy in the morning. It hasn't beaten you down yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're excited
to be
here.
Give me till tomorrow.
Okay, we'll check in.
Is that what's happened to you? Is radio energy is beating you down? I was literally
Somebody's energy has beat me down.
I was thinking this morning on the drive-in because yesterday we got off to a grumpy start to the show. And then I was like, you know what? I'm tired, but I'm feeling it today. I can't wait to go in and make the funny laughs with my friends. And then I get in here and Nick just immediately somehow, I'm like, you son of a fucking goddamn.
It's my gift.
Yeah.
It's my talent.
Yeah, but it's somebody is beating somebody else down.
And it's so fun to just watch.
I'm glad to be here as a new friend.
Oh, man. Nothing makes me feel more welcome than two men.
Don't even tell Roxy we can pair. She thinks this is just the show that she's here for.
Roxy, do you want to hear a nice but potentially offensive tweet first thing in the morning?
Sure.
At Blazin' Blunts ATX.
It's going to be good.
Tweets at Jason Dick AF says, Roxy is a cutie. I'd love to hook up with her. She's also a good wrestling manager.
That is correct. I am a good wrestling manager.
What?
Yeah. Roxy, in addition to being a comic, burlesquer, HR specialist, noted astrology believer. Get to that later. I'm just going to keep bringing up things about you until I offend you and you get mad at me.
Fair enough. Yeah.
But also in the wrestling community as well, right?
Correct. Yeah. We love the slams in the Castillo household.
It's time for headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by... Shut up! God damn. Sorry. Headlines brought to you by Elder Mitsubishi. Okay, reel it in. Everything's good. Hey, you remember a couple days ago we told you how that Cash Me Outside girl won it, made $1 million in like 10 seconds?
Yeah.
See that on OnlyFans? Did I? 6 hours?
No, because I'm not paying for it.
He was too busy coughing.
Man, Vito referenced you in your OnlyFans ways yesterday, Nick. Yeah, cross-promote. I do afternoons 4 to 6 on KOBJ, and Vito was doing the same story 36 hours later. Whatever, Vito. But I was asking him about how the OnlyFans model works, and he said, you should probably ask Nick about that. I don't trade in those circles, so you're the go-to OnlyFans authority around here.
No. Eventually, those OnlyFans, they come out for free, if you know where to look. Reddit.
You're not even going to pay them for their work, huh?
No.
Bootleg OnlyFans content, this guy over here.
Mm-hmm.
No, I figured it out, guys, how I'm going to make $1 million on OnlyFans. I'm going to set my price. My subscription rate is $1 million.
Okay.
Then I just got to get one sucker, okay? I got to find one customer. You're telling me I can't find one customer?
But what's the content going to be?
Whatever you want. It's $1 million. I will do whatever you want, man. All right.
Roxy, you have to go on our YouTube page and check out Jason's F cameo videos.
All right.
He did excerpts from the B movie. He did My Little Teapot.
I can do whatever.
I loved it. It's great.
I'm a quintuple thread, okay?
Yes.
I can sing. I can act, dance.
Uh-huh.
If you want to, Nick says that I can make money on the internet with people just watching me eat. I don't know about that one, but I'm down.
That's probably where you would get your most views and your most fans.
It's from eating?
Yeah.
Okay.
I also feel that you'd be good at rubbing balloons on yourself.
Sit on a cake, Jason.
Yes.
Sit on a cake.
I'll do whatever it takes, man. I'll do whatever it takes. Yeah, if that hurts you, finding out that the Cash Me Outside girl, who's also a rapper of some sort, made $1 million in 6 hours on OnlyFans, brace yourself for this one because Kim Kardashian is finally a billionaire. Kim Kardashian, according to Forbes, put out their annual list of billionaires, and she made the list for the first time, thanks to her businesses like Skims, Mm-hmm. What is Skims? Skims is what you call, that's what the mafia takes off the top of the casino take.
Skims is her.
That's the skim.
Her underwear, her like shapewear line, I think.
Oh. Yeah.
They're like Spanx kind of?
Yeah, but yeah. They're Kim Kardashian Spanx.
Oh, because it's Kim.
So it's a, yeah. It's a Kim.
Gotcha. Oh. Good job, Kim. Give her another billion.
The KKW.
I'm coming around on Kim Kardashian.
KKW beauty line. You're coming around on?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because she's done a lot of good work with getting people released from jail. She wants to be a lawyer. She's going to night school, and I just respect it. Okay. She's putting in the hustle.
Going to night school. I want to see you. I want to see her clock in and out of night school. How many hours a week she's putting in at night school?
Do you think she's doing like Zoom? Is she going to Zoom school?
Guys, I'm Kimberly.
Her assistant's assistant might be going to her night school classes for her, but that's about it. They say she is worth exactly $1 billion.
Not a penny more, not a penny
less.
It's
kind of hard to stay right on that number. Not going to be at the top of the list anytime soon, as Jeff Bezos still number one. He's got $177 billion. Elon Musk, my new neighbor, $151 billion for Elon. Guys, I might move to Manor today. Can I? Would you guys still respect me if I was a Manor guy?
No, you got to.
I don't think I have. You haven't earned that for me yet.
Yeah,
so
I still
you can,
have
yeah,
no respect.
Can, yeah.
Okay, that's
just
fine.
I think that I could scrape up enough to be a Manor person.
You could.
And just like if we, yeah,
good.
Then I would judge you.
This piece of land I'm looking at, you pass a lot of trailers on the way. A lot.
Okay. They do have a Double Dave's though, so that's exciting.
Manor has a Double Dave's?
Okay. I may owe the toll road companies $100 because I went to use the tolls to go get some pepperoni rolls one day.
That doesn't seem like a financially sound plan at all.
Well, now we're in a
pepperoni
fight over
rolls
late
sound
fees.
Good.
Hell yeah.
Could I maintain my overpaid, entitled, rich jackass a-hole persona if I lived in Manor? Because that's very important. I've done a lot to cultivate that reputation.
Well, you are going for the whole bunker out in the middle of nowhere with no neighbors. So, like, you need people to witness your
I don't
your
want
a-hole
that.
Ways.
That's the opposite of what I want.
Yeah.
I want nobody ever to see me again.
I just
want
to live next door to you and just fire off fireworks every
disappear
day.
Disappear into the woods. Bill Gates is fourth on the list, $124 million. Mark Zuckerberg has only $97 billion. So good job, white dudes.
When the billionaires hang out in their yacht clubs or talking about their space programs or whatever they do, everybody makes fun of Mark Zuckerberg, right? Like they tie his shoelaces together and they smack
Nerd.
His lunch tray out of it. Yeah.
Has he been more than that? Is 97 billion up toward the top of his? I feel like he was a 100 billionaire somewhere along the way. You know what it was? Facebook dating.
Yeah,
bumped him back under 100 billion.
You're welcome.
Roxy, sometimes we play a game called How Much, where we just give celebrities and try to guess how much money they have according to celebrity net worth.
All right.
Here, I'll give you guys a hint. We'll do a lightning round here. These are all billionaires, all from Forbes' billionaire list. How about Oprah?
Ooh, she's got to be 16 billion.
Roxy?
59 billion. I don't understand money.
It's only. Well, yeah, once you get up into these numbers, you're like, what are we doing?
Yeah,
here?
What's
it's only $2.7 billion. So, you guys both vastly overestimated the fortune of the paltry Oprah Winfrey, who only has $2.7 billion.
I forgot to factor out her giving out all that free stuff at her shows.
Oh, that puts a dent in it for sure.
She put out $10 billion.
How about George Lucas? You Star Wars girl, Roxy?
Oh yeah.
All of a sudden, she's a Canadian Star Wars girl. Oh yeah.
Yeah, bud.
How much money has George Lucas got?
George Lucas probably has 59 billion.
You're going to be great at the games, Roxy. I can see already.
I'm using context clues. I'm going to tell you he's got $5 billion.
$7.4 billion. Didn't he? He sold Star Wars for six billion or something to Disney.
Mm-hmm.
How about?
That was somehow a good deal for Disney.
Donald Trump.
Who?
Still on the billionaires list. This number is funny because I'm sure if you told him, he'd be like, incorrect. They forgot to count 50 billion. Mm-hmm. And then there's lots of people who would be like, actually, you don't have nearly that much money.
I'd say like a one. Give him a $1 billion.
Forbes, Nick.
I'm trying to figure out if he's fighting with Forbes that they would underreport. I'll stick with $1 billion.
He's got $2.4 billion according to Forbes. He's at 1,299th on the list.
Oh, I'll take that,
yeah.
Trump.
Yeah.
It's Jason Dick
and friends on 101X. 101. Morning X Sports.
Haymaker gift card could be yours in just a second. We need a contestant for Smarter Than Jason coming up in just a moment. Our new friend Roxy Castillo with us in studio. Sports brought to you by Pants. Found out yesterday. Not exactly the biggest basketball fan, Roxy.
No. No. But go Nuggets.
Very good. How about golf? Golf.
Yeah, go Bill Callahan. We love Bill. Bill's top-ranked golfer.
Mm-hmm. Bill Callahan, former coach of the Raiders, Bill Callahan?
Yep.
Is there a real golfer name? It's Masters Week, Roxy. It's like the biggest, best golf tournament of the year. The Masters in beautiful Augusta, Georgia. The azaleas are blooming. Hello, friends. Welcome to a tradition unlike any other. You got to whisper when you talk about golf things.
All right.
Whispering is very important to the... okay, we can talk normal. There's so many traditions surrounding the Masters Golf Tournament, but probably my favorite is the Champions Dinner. And when you win the Masters Golf Tournament, the following year, on the Tuesday, so last night, they just had Champions Dinner last night, the reigning champ gets to set the menu for all the golfers up at the clubhouse, and you're only invited if you've won the Masters before. So you got to, if you win the Masters, they give you a green jacket. Doesn't go with anything. It's real difficult to match. And they're like, well, we got to wear this jacket out somewhere. And so they have a champion's dinner where everybody wears their green jacket and you have to eat whatever the defending champion puts on the menu. Yeah, it's fun because I feel like the idea is, you mix in some of your personality into your choice. Here, I'll give you something. Oftentimes people want to shout out their homeland. Germany's Bernhard Langer in 86 served a Wiener Schnitzel.
Okay. What was that gentleman's name?
Bernhard Langer.
Okay.
Langer.
So Langer put out some Wieners. Gotcha.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good for you, buddy. England's Nick Faldo, fish and chips in 1997. Oftentimes thought of as the worst champion's dinner, Sandy Lyle of Scotland served haggis in 1989. I don't even know what haggis is. What's a haggis?
Haggis is anybody? Meat stuffed in a sheep's tummy.
It's a bunch of stuff. Yeah.
It's like, do you like meat in meat?
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Scotland.
Maybe, but haggis. Let's see here. In 2004, Mike Weir of Canada served elk, wild boar, and Arctic char. Okay.
Okay.
And Charles Schwartzel of South Africa in 2012 served barbecue with monkey gland sauce.
All in their little green jackets, just trying to force this down.
Was there a Temple of Doom thing going on?
There's no monkey and there's no gland, says Charles Schwartzel about the monkey gland sauce. I'd find a better name for it. Tiger Woods, just last year, see, this is what I'm talking about. You got to get a little clever with the menu, served the always delectable combo sushi fajitas. See, I like that because I love sushi and I love fajitas as well.
So are they separate or is
this? I don't think they are like, a California roll put in a tortilla with guac on top. Although.
No, because sushi is served raw, uncooked. Fajitas, you have to have that sizzle. You can't do it. You cannot. That's crossing the streams.
Right. But then, no, I think it was two separate dishes that he had. But it was just the combo. People were like, That's sort of unique.
Like, if you tried to do sushi fajitas for real, Doc Brown will show up in the DeLorean and warn you that something's got to be, like, you're messing with the universe.
Something happened.
So, yeah.
And that's when he came up with the idea for the flux capacitor.
Which is why Dustin Johnson is the reigning champion. He won the Masters actually last year. It wasn't even a full year ago. It was moved to November because of the pandemic. So he didn't have a lot of time to prepare his champion's dinner. He served what I'm going to call a very basic bitch menu, filet mignon or sea bass is the main courses. So the appetizer's kind of fun, pigs in a blanket, and then lobster and corn fritters.
Okay,
sure.
This is like a Top Chef moment.
He's from South Carolina, I guess. Is that showing his southern lobster and corn fritters?
Pigs in a blanket are southern, I think.
Filet mignon, mashed potatoes, vegetables, peach cobbler, and apple pie with ice cream for dessert. I don't know, man. That just seems like that's option number one on the wedding catering menu. Mm-hmm. All right? Just, I need some creativities out of you, my guy.
What are you going with? Are you doing your Jason Dick fajitas? You definitely have to have your diabetes margaritas for the beverage, right?
I do have a signature margarita that I make. That sounds like a good idea.
Was it Shasta's?
I've been experimenting recently with a three meat spaghetti. Which, you know, people have
scrimps,
three or four cheese marinara. I do three or four meat spaghetti.
What kind of meat? So you got the burger.
You got ground beef, mm-hmm. meat sauce, pork meatballs, scrimps as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what you should do? Try some pepperonis. Just throw
on top and then mm-hmm. put cheese on top. Bake it.
Cut them up into little quarters with some scissors and then just sprinkle them in.
Roxy, I sort of famously once went and got a pizza on my way to get another pizza.
This is why we're going to be friends.
I love Manja Pizza, but like it takes like 50 minutes to make the thing. So I ordered a Manja Pizza, and they're like, it's going to be 50 minutes. And I'm like, that's too long. And so, yeah, I stopped somewhere else and got a different pizza on my way to get out and get that pizza.
Would you have a starter champions dinner on the way to the real
champions
dinner?
Well, I'm just thinking, course one, pizza. Course two, more pizza. That's a fun idea. But Roxy, when you win the Masters, what are you going to make everybody eat?
I'm going to make everybody eat Bucky Nuggets. Show my Texas pride.
Bucky Nuggets. Is that?
Yeah, they got the little corn thing. They're just anything.
From the Buc-ee's. This is not like a Mountain Oysters type deal.
Correct.
Okay, good.
We're going to Buc-ee's.
Okay.
We're just going to get a whole bunch of bee snacks. We're doing that.
Unpopular opinion. Buc-ee's. Oh. Man, it's fine.
I've never been inside.
I'm sorry. Do you not enjoy?
It's a sweet gas station.
Clean restrooms. Do you not enjoy the cargo cult of a beaver?
I like that you got your own mascot.
Genius.
Yeah, but I gotta say, I don't even know what a Bucky Nugget. I've never had a Bucky Nugget. Do I need to get myself Bucky Nuggeted?
Oh, I'm trying to plan my day. Do I have time to go to Bucky's? To get you a Bucky
Nugget.
That's
the other thing, too. It's so far, right? It's
like, it is far, but you know what?
How come we can't have a Bucky's in town, Bucky? What's the deal?
We have too much. We can't.
Yeah.
But I would serve Bucky Nuggets, and then I would serve Texas chili.
Okay.
All beans.
No beans. Oh,
wait, all beans?
So I know it's not Texas chili.
Yeah, what are you saying?
See yourself
I'll
out,
see.
Putting beans and chili.
Are you doing gummy bears for dessert, Jason?
I get down on some gummy bears, mm-hmm. probably, yeah. Why not? What are you going to serve, Nick?
Hamburger shake.
I might throw up.
Nick has a weird...
it's still in the prototype phase.
Infatuation with hamburgers. Like,
they're nature's perfect food.
Go to a steakhouse and Nick will just order the cheeseburger. That's the way he operates. But yeah, for some reason he now... This food item that he worships, the hamburger, he wants to liquefy it and put it in shake form.
It's more of a challenge to see if it's physically possible. I have no idea. Like,
Don't.
We need to make sure that it's a proof of concept that you can liquefy a hamburger, and then we'll worry about the taste combinations. We'll fine tune that. But it's going to be condiment heavy for sure.
Where's my bag?
Hey, do you want a real hamburger that's in solid form? Get it at Haymaker on Maina Road, 512-835-1015. Get the California BLT at a cheeseburger patty. Now you pack the menu. Boom. Boom.
Oh, what if you liquefy the inside content?
Don't say liquefy. I'm doing a promotional announcement. Jesus. 512-835-1015 is the number if you want to go to Haymaker on us. We're going to play some Smarter Than Jason. Need you as a contestant right now. 512-835-1015. Are you smarter than Jason is next. Good luck.
Here's more Jason Dick and Friends. 101X.
Your Davis the Door Guy tweets at Jason Dick AF, says, Beaver Nuggets. It's Beaver Nuggets, not Bucky Nuggets. Beaver Nuggets. Come on, man. You sounded so confident but so wrong.
Yeah, that's me.
Confident but wrong?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, we have $25 to spend at Haymaker. Go.
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college fan.
You're stupid.
Hello, contestant. Your name's not in here. I blame Nick. Who is this?
Hi. This is Dylan.
Dylan, what's up, my guy? I'm going to the hallway. Good luck. Roxy, you remember what to do, right?
I got the buttons.
All right. What's up, Dylan? We've got three trivia topics for you to choose from. You're going to answer three questions from said topic. And if you get more right than Jason, you're going to get that lovely gift card to Haymaker, I think he said. Yeah, that's right. We've got canal trivia. Reading is fundamental, which is about kids' books. Or month-old March Madness trivia. Just in time.
Let's go with reading is fundamental.
All right. Number one, in Richard Scarry's Busy World series, what kind of animal is Hucklecat's best friend, Loli?
What was the name of the book again?
It's Richard Scarry's Busy World series. What kind of animal is Hucklecat's best friend, Loli?
Shoot, I've never even... I'm going to say a rat.
Oh, good guess, but it's a worm. He's a lowly worm.
A worm?
Yeah. It was a weird friendship, but they made it work. Number two, what children's book series featured Papa Bear, Mama Bear, Brother Bear, and Sister Bear?
The Berenstain Bears.
Yes. Roxy's a little dance. He enjoys the Berenstain Bears.
Berenstain or Berenstain?
I say Berenstain, but apparently it's Berenstain. It's a Mandela effect. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Also, they're just bears. They're not the Berenstain Bears. The authors were the Berenstains. So it's possessive.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Jan and Stan. Check that out. I don't know. Maybe they were. Number three, what children's author was one of the first to tackle adult subjects like menstruation in Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. Who wrote Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
I know this girl. I'm going to throw out a name, J.K. Rowling.
That's not correct, but that is an author. Judy Blume is who we were looking for. Judy Blume, Dylan. So, but hold
that's
on one second.
Yeah. All right.
Hold on. Jason, Dylan chose Reading is Fundamental, which is children's books trivia.
Well played, Dylan.
And he got one correct.
I know about children's books, man. Mm-hmm. Roxy, check out my sweet ink. Check this out, man. Look at that. See that? Boom!
Aw, it's a good night moon.
Yeah. Last book I read.
Nickopedia fact, that author hated kids.
Excuse me?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
You know what? I'm going to fact check that. That's correct.
That's why I got it, okay?
Yeah, because you also hate kids.
I think there's a show. You know what? I don't hate kids, but I love children's book writers who hate children.
There's a lot of them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Maurice Sendak, the Where the Wild Things Are, he didn't care for it. Yeah.
I mean, I guess if you think about it, the whole book is about, hey, go to sleep, you goddamn heathen. It's like, yes.
Shut up and go to sleep.
There's a bowl full of mush and a cow jumping over the moon. Shut your eyes and leave me alone, okay?
What was the,
I can't start drinking whiskey until you're out.
You remember the Samuel Jackson book that wasn't his, but he claimed it. It's the Go to F to Sleep that came out.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, she got a tattoo of that.
Maybe.
Number one.
What did Dylan do?
He got one correct.
Okay, well played, Dylan.
In Richard Scarry's Busy World series, what kind of animal is Hucklecat's best friend, Loli?
Busy World, Hucklecat, best friend,
Loli.
I'm going to just go with the classic matchup here. Is that the classic matchup? I think it's a rodent.
Mm-hmm.
My answer is rodent.
You want to be specific? That's a lot of...
Mouse. Rat. Okay.
No. A worm.
A worm?
Yeah. It was a lowly worm.
Hmm. Okay.
Number two. What children's book series featured Papa Bear, Mama Bear, Brother Bear, and Sister Bear?
Family of Bears.
Children's book series?
Yep. Mama Bear, Papa Bear, Brother Bear, and Sister Bear.
Solving crimes.
See, you're trying to make me think that it's like the... Isn't that the Goldilocks story? What did Goldilocks do? She broke into some bear's house and stole mm-hmm. all their stuff, right? Okay, I don't know, but I'm going to go with this thing that's in my brain. The Berenstain Bears.
Yes.
I don't know who they are, but...
Papa Bear, Mama Bear.
Okay.
Eventually, they added a third child, Honey Bear, which
Late season edition, get the ratings up.
You're going off your naming scheme.
Did I ever have an encounter with breaking and entering Goldilocks? Was Goldilocks the one with the bears?
Yes.
Yeah.
Molly or Papa Bear, Baby Bear, she broke into there.
I'm sure, is there like some MAGA hat wearer out there who has amended that story and the bears just shoot her on the spot? And they're like, she was on my property.
Well, I think in the original one, she probably got eaten. So it was already pretty dark, but yeah.
Okay.
Also, I feel like they would make Goldilocks the hero. Like somehow she would. Yeah, okay. I don't know. It was fake news that that porridge was too hot or something. For the win. What children's author was one of the first to tackle adult subjects like menstruation in Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret.
You know this. You've read all the menstruation books.
Do I know this?
Everybody menstruates.
Who's the author? Is that what you're asking me? Yeah, I don't know. You're going to tell me, and then I'm going to go, oh, yeah, I probably knew that one. Give me Judy Blume.
That's correct.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy.
I'm reading
Super Fudge. That's all I know. Dylan, I don't know how I did it, but I win. But hold on, we do have a prize for you.
It's Jason, Dick, and Friends on 101X. 101X.